Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, good evening. I hope you folks have had a good week and that you're excited about the weekend. And why shouldn't you be? Because on the weekend, most of you are going to have the opportunity to gather with other believers for a special time of worship and the study of God's Word. It's a joy for us to be able to share God's Word with you on this broadcast. And every now and then, on Fridays, we have a special guest in the studio with us. And that is the case this week. My son Clayton, who is now the CEO of Ware's Valley Ranch, as well as the CEO of Thrive in Knoxville, Tennessee, is here in the studio with me live, and we're so glad to have him. Clayton, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
Clayton's been with us before on a number of occasions, actually over the years, and I'm always delighted when we get a chance to not only have a good conversation, but to share that conversation with you all. Now, Clayton, you were just on campus at the ranch this week in order to do some training for our camp staff. Tell us a little bit about Camp Arrowwood, what you were teaching in your instruction, and what Camp Arrowwood is and does.
Camp Arrowwood has been a part of the ranch for the majority of the time that the ranch has existed. And we are telling you about it, not because we need to sign up more kids from camp. I believe every session has a significant waiting list, but because it's an important part of the ministry of the ranch. And a lot of people, even who know about camp, don't necessarily connect the two. The website, which Seth Hauser, the very able camp director, was able to procure in a prescient manner, it was called thebestcamp.com, thebestcamp.com. If you put that into your browser, you will go to the camp website of Camp Arrowwood. Camp Arrowwood was not named after our family, although it does have wood in the name. But it is a summer camp that's been around for more than 25 years now, and it's a special camp. It's small by design, not incredibly small, but the ranch camp could have 250, 300 campers per session. It does not. It's closer to 100 campers, and that's on purpose because the staff ratio to students is literally almost one staff person for every two campers. And that's so that the kids have a very rich experience while they're there. And it's very explicitly Christian in how we're pouring into the kids. My training that I just did was in the area of consistent loving discipline, talking about the fact that camp has a lot of structures for a reason, that God disciplines us because he loves us, and we want the kids to understand that. We crave structure. And we see ordered societies, ordered families, ordered churches. People who are thriving are doing so in part because they recognize that submission to authority is positive, and that following all of the rules as laid out in Scripture leads to a much better life. The great phrase, question from God, isn't it hard to kick against the goads, picturing an animal impaling itself by trying to get free from its burden. He designed marriage for the good of people who are married. He designed the law for the good of those who follow it. And he's not a killjoy out there, but Romans chapter 1, in describing the wrath of God being poured out on people says that this is happening in such a way that God gives them up. God gave them up. God gave them up. And that picture in Romans 1 is a picture of people who are being punished by being allowed to live outside of rules and structure. Whereas the picture of enduring hardship as discipline is that of a loving father. God disciplines us because he loves us. We provide structure, care, and discipline for the students in our care because we love them. And so we want to do that in a way that's fair. We want to do that in a way that's just. We want to not play favorites. We want to not have inconsistent application of the rules. We want to never have the soft bigotry of low expectations where we have one set of rules for one group of kids and then say, oh, these other kids have a hard background, so let's let them run wild. But by doing all of that together well, kids have a great experience at camp. Kids have a lot of fun, but they have a lot of fun in a highly ordered and highly structured environment. That is also unique, I think, not that they're the only camp like this, but unique in the experience of most children now, that there are no smartphones. The kids are not talking to their friends. They're not scrolling the internet. And sadly, you can tell as the years go by that there's a 1 or 2 day detox for most of the kids as they come to camp, that they're having to figure out again how to interact with human beings and look people in the eyes and be present because they've been so used to being transported away to a dopamine-filled world of nurture of ADD, even in kids who don't have it.
Well, and of course, this is also a wonderful experience for the camp staff because they are required to be present, to focus on the kids and to interact in a way that is healthy and not where they're sitting there absorbed in their phones and media. You mentioned that if we live in such a way that we're following all of God's rules, it leads to a better life, things are better. That is absolutely true, but it's also vitally important to remember, as you know well, we don't follow all the rules. One of the things that God's structure and God's rules communicates to us is our need for a Savior.
Amen.
Because we all fall short. We all mess up. And God so graciously provided the solution by sending his son, Jesus, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for our sins, and then to conquer death for us and bring us new life, abundant life, eternal life through him. And that message of the gospel is at the heart of everything we do at Ware's Valley Ranch year-round, and at Camp Arrowwood all summer long. Now, some people have asked me, do you still have the other kids who live in the homes during the summer? Yes, we do. Well, do the kids who come to camp live in the homes with them? No, they live in camp cabins. And how long are they here? Typically for a week. But during that week, so many lives have been changed for eternity. Because when you're confronted with the gospel, if you put your trust in Jesus, you find that he's not just a concept. He is alive, and he's here, and you can know him. And that has been the story of so many kids. When you met with the kids, the staff, I shouldn't call them kids, when you met with the staff and you asked them how many of you were campers here in the past, what kind of response was there?
It was almost all of them had grown up at camp, and it makes sense because our camp is not paying them at a really high level. I think that there are eternal rewards, and there are areas of that that they will certainly reap in the future, but the reason that they're there, most of them, almost all of them, is because they're giving back to something that was very meaningful for them, that was a tremendous blessing in their life, and now they want to help young people have the same experience, the same blessing that they received. And so it's a really sweet circle to see for the counselors in training and the counselors that they grew up at camp and felt very grateful for camp. And now they're trying to continue the tradition really of excellence in care and in a great experience around camp for the next generation of campers.
Now, I know the answer to this question because it was part of how we set up the camp. But unlike some camps that charge exorbitant amounts for a number of weeks, and then when all the kids who can afford it are gone, bring in some kids who can't afford to be at camp so that they too can have a wonderful camping experience. We don't do that at Camp Arrowwood, do we?
We do not. The kids who have come on scholarship are there at the same time as the kids who have not come on scholarship. It's also been somewhat amusing to me because both as a board member and now as the executive director, I've had people contact me and say, hey, like, aren't you in charge of the camp? And it's like, well, it's part of the ranch. And then they say, well, how much does it cost to get my kid in? And it's like, oh, well, you know, they have to sign up and then there's a waiting list. It's first come, first serve. And like, no, but like, what's the, like, how much would it cost to just get like a priority? Like, how do I go around the system? And a true part of my response is that my kids go to camp and my wife has to wake up and make sure she's logged on at the right time to try to get on and get the right session. Because there's not a second way, and we don't kick people off and we don't bounce people. And so it's a good thing to have something that's so high in demand. And it's been a tremendous blessing to see that over the years. But yeah, there's not a secret. And some folks are very surprised that there's not a way to bypass the line. Because in most areas of life, there is, if you are willing to spend enough money.
And in many camps, there is.
Yes.
I mean, there are a lot of folks who have, you know, sort of a certain number set aside for people who are willing to pay extra. We've never done that. We don't do that. If you come to camp, whether you are on scholarship, partial scholarship, or full scholarship, you're going to have the same opportunities for horseback riding, for swimming, for learning new things as a child who pays full price. Because this is not about money. This is about providing an opportunity for kids to encounter the living Lord Jesus Christ. And we've had some kids who are on full scholarship who got saved. Amen. And we've had some kids whose families paid full price who got saved. We had one camper a number of years ago who, after she got home and was sharing with her mom about what she had learned from the devotionals that I was teaching then, she learned that she was a sinner. And she learned that as a sinner, like all the rest of us, I'm a sinner too, by nature. But that because of that, she deserved to go to hell. And that her only hope was Jesus. Well, when she shared that with her mother was furious and contacted our camp director, Seth, and read him the riot act. And she said, if I had known that my child was going to be told such things, I would never have let her come to that camp. You didn't warn me. Well, the following summer, that girl was back because Jesus was at work in her life. And her mother apparently could see the difference and decided not to fight her about coming back to a place where her life had been changed. We've seen this over and over across these years. More than two decades, about two and a half decades, we've seen lives changed. We have kids here year-round at Wears Valley Ranch, but it's a limited number of kids. In the summer, how many kids do we have per session?
There's around 100 kids, and so over the summer, there'll be over 600 kids who come through. And we're starting to do, too, if you just go to that the best camp website, if you're listening to this and you live in Montana, it might be challenging to get here, but if you live even in the Southeast, we're starting to do some more, like, father-son weekends and planning some other opportunities for parents to connect with their kids outside of the summertime. And so that is something that if you're interested in, we would love to talk to you more about that. Again, it's a time to foster intentional community. The facilities are great. We have over 100 acres that we use for camp, but then we have over 500,000 acres that we also use for camp because we are right next to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. So the opportunities for outdoor recreation are tremendous, and there's a lot of folks with a lot of great memories of spending time both at the ranch and in the park through summer camp.
We have a swimming pool. It is very nice, but where is the camper's favorite place to swim?
Yeah, they want to go to the little river inside the park.
Exactly, and that's right up the hill. I mean, we literally, when he says we're, you know, right next to the park, that literally means our boundary line is the park's boundary line. We adjoin the most visited of all the national parks in the U.S., and it is gorgeous. So it's a great place, great experience for these kids. But as Clayton said at the start of the broadcast, we're not doing this in order to try and get you to sign up. We are full for this summer, and we've got a waiting list for every session. I've had people contact me, just like Clayton said, you know, what can I do to get my child in? And the answer is sign up when it goes online. When the portal opens, you've got to be there and start typing away. Now, that happens like back in February, I think. Mm-hmm. We have kids who come. We've had kids who came from New York. Mm-hmm. We've had kids who came from Massachusetts. We've had kids who came up from Florida. We've had kids who came from Texas. We've had them from all over. And it's a great place to be. It's a great set of experiences to have. But we're talking with you about this because camp is about to start. Campers are coming this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we want you to pray. Mm-hmm. Pray for Camp Arrowood. Pray for the staff as they work with the kids, pray that they'll have good health, pray that they will have stamina, pray that they will have enthusiasm that comes from the Lord, not from how you're feeling every morning. Pray that the kids will be receptive to the gospel, that those who already know the Lord are going to grow in their faith. They're going to gain skills in studying God's word. Pray that those who have, for whom this is all new, I remember hearing from now she's, I think, a senior in college, but once upon a time she was a little girl. And she said, when I first came to camp, she said, you got up there and started talking about God creating everything and Adam and Eve and the garden and all that. And she said, I laughed out loud because I thought you were joking. She said, I didn't know those stories. And I certainly didn't know that it was true. We want these kids to learn what the Bible says, and we want them to know that it's true. Amen. And folks, as you're listening to this broadcast, we want you to know what the Bible says, and we want you to know that it's true. Mm-hmm. And if you're someone who has never put your trust in Jesus Christ, I want you to know him. I'd be happy to talk with you. You can call in. We've got a toll-free number. And somebody's not going to answer that line and say, yes, let me put Jim on. But if you leave a message and you say, I've got a question, I've got a need, I've got a prayer request, we will get back to you and we will pray for you and we will do what we can in order to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. If you've got some question that has just really plagued you, if you've got some problem that is discouraging you, please feel free to reach out to us and know that we do care about you. And the reason is simple. God cares about you. If you listen to a lot of Christian broadcasting, you may notice that we don't have a third of our program devoted to raising funds. And that's by design. We would rather, as we've done at the children's home, trust God to provide, which he does, and spend our time pointing you to him. We want you to know him. We want you to trust him. Jesus is real. Jesus is alive. Amen. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, Clayton, you grew up here. You were one of the first campers here. you were one of the first camp staff here. You've seen a lot of growth over the years. We started out with 3 or 4 weeks. Now we have 6 weeks, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, we're doing stuff during the year as well, other camp times. But all of it has always been about pointing people to Jesus. Talk with us a little bit about how you've seen God answer prayer in your life and in the life of this ministry.
Well, one of the things that's a clear answer to prayer that was a early one for me was that I really wanted to have a soccer field. And I knew a bulldozer operator who I sometimes was even assisting on small projects. And I said, Dad, I think if we can raise a couple $1,000s, we can get my friend who runs a bulldozer to build a flat part of the cow pasture. And you said, huh, well, you haven't tried fundraising before, but I guess maybe you could try to work on that some. And ended up that a lady who owned one of the largest earth-moving equipment companies in the world, disaster response and excavation companies, built a soccer field that is absolutely excellent. It is the kind of soccer field that a very rich kid's boarding school would put in. And that has been a center for recreation year-round for the ranch and for camp activities, a very fun capture the flag-ish game called Sock War that's very famous at camp, for decades now. And it is still in really good shape. It was set up with a crown. The water flows on it well. The grass is in really good shape. And it's just so much better than what I was praying and asking God to provide. But God knew that what he wanted to see here was not just a flat, muddy patch in the cow pasture. Instead, he wanted for kids to be able to use those as a place to learn, to develop confidence, to develop skills, to be encouraged, and to have joy. And so God, over and over and over, has shown up in miraculous ways to provide the ranch with what it needs when it needs it. Our cabins continue to grow and to improve. It is not a rustic situation where we're intentionally wanting kids to have to brave bugs at night and deal with no air conditioning. These are really comfortable, nice cabins with
climate control.
And so the roughing it part is not really central to anything we're doing. But God provided all of that, and he provided it without debt, and he provided it, without mortgages and without capital campaigns that were, we've never spent $1 million to raise $10 million in the ranch's history. We've never had huge capital campaigns that were expensive in fundraising terms. And so for the ranch to have grown the way that it has isn't something that from a fundraising standpoint makes a lot of sense. The ranch has never sold a mailing list. The ranch has never purchased a mailing list. And the ranch has continued to be provided for in a way that can only be described as miraculous.
Amen.
Because God wants children to encounter him in this very special place. And so he sends us what we need to accomplish that goal.
My wife and I, your mom and I, we're the founders of this ministry, and we had a board back then. We still have a board, and now you, one of our sons, is the CEO. Who owns the ministry?
Yeah, the Lord does, and it's a funny thing to talk to our kids about, too, because they'll be like, yeah, well, my dad's over that ranch and that camp, but we've talked about it before because we regularly talk about authority and submission to authority. And so they understand, and they would say, if somebody said, who's your dad's boss? They'd be like, well, his board is the boss of his job, and then God is his boss of everything he does.
Exactly.
And, the Lord is the one who owns Ware's Valley Ranch, and the Lord is the one who directs us in what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it.
Well, folks, I hope that you've enjoyed this conversation. I hope you're going to have a great weekend and that you will gather with others to worship. And then I hope you're going to tune in again on Monday. God bless you. Have a good night.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.